support of Brownsville anchors regional economy with billions in private investments. Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville Navigation District, BND. Chairman Esteban Guerra announced a record-breaking year for the Port of Brownsville, reporting more than 28 million tons of cargo handled in 2024, the highest volume in the port's history. The milestone was shared during the 2025 State of the Port address today at the Brownsville Event Center in Brownsville, Texas. U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, along with U.S. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, TX, 34, extended their congratulations to the Port of Brownsville in recognition of its achievements during the 2025 State of the Port address. Ana Garcia, South Texas Regional Director for Senator Cornyn, presented an official letter on his behalf to Chairman Esteban Guerra and Port Director and CEO William Dietrich. Video messages were also shared by Senator Cruz and Representative Gonzalez. On behalf of the Port of Brownsville and my fellow members of the Brownsville Navigation District, I am proud to share the tremendous progress at the port made possible by the continued support of our community, said BND Chairman Esteban Guerra. We are working strategically to expand the port's capabilities and drive economic growth across the region. While the results are impressive, this is only the beginning. Brownsville Navigation District Chairman Esteban Guerra delivers the 2025 State of the Port address on May 29th at the Brownsville Event Center in Brownsville, Texas, highlighting the port's economic impact on the region and major private investments underway. Significant private sector investments continue to fuel economic development at the Port of Brownsville. Forza Steel is finalizing the construction of an $85 million, 650,000-square-foot facility that will generate more than 600 direct and indirect jobs. Steel manufacturer Ternium is investing $200 million in a new development featuring a marine terminal at the port. The new terminal is expected to boost steel and metal throughput at the port to over 9 million tons annually. Texan Cement is expanding its presence at the port with a $42 million investment, shifting operations from import to production. Meanwhile, construction of next decade's Rio Grande LNG project continues to advance, reaching key milestones and staying on schedule. These investments reflect the port's growing role as a leader in industrial development, job creation, and economic activity in the Rio Grande Valley. Key milestones and successes discussed during the 2025 State of the Port address included economic impact. An economic impact study conducted by Martin & Associates demonstrated the Port of Brownsville generated $12 billion in total economic activity in 2023, a 400% increase from 2018. Port-related operations support 66,212 jobs statewide, including 10,028 in the Rio Grande Valley, contributing $1.1 billion to the local economy. Employment tied to port activity produced $3.8 billion in income and spending, while state and local tax revenues totaled $285.3 million, with $79.6 million from maritime operations alone. Waterborne Cargo Catapults National Ranking. The Port of Brownsville climbed to 41st position among 150 U.S. maritime ports for waterborne cargo tonnage. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the port moved over 11.2 million tons of cargo in 2023, a 23% increase from 2022's 9.1 million tons, up from its previous rank of 50th. Vessel traffic at the port recorded 2,561 vessel calls in 2023, up from 1,750 for the previous year, representing a 46% increase. Major commodities driving growth at the port include steel, liquid bulk products, aggregates, and project cargo. Infrastructure investment. The Brazos Island Harbor Channel Improvement Project to deepen the Brownsville Ship Channel from 42 to 52 feet is progressing steadily, enhancing navigational capacity and competitiveness for larger vessels and heavier cargo loads. The project, funded through an innovative public-private partnership with the Port of Brownsville, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and NextDecade, is on schedule for completion by mid-2026. Industrial Park Development. Food manufacturer Westa Incorporated, the first tenant of the Port of Brownsville's 118-acre business park, is finalizing the layout for its $20 million facilities at the port. Taking advantage of the port's maritime access, Westa Incorporated will receive grains via barge from the Midwest, enhancing the company's supply chain operations for its high-capacity flour mill and sunflower seed processing plant set to employ 120 people. Foreign Trade Zone. Foreign Trade Zone number 62 at the Port of Brownsville continues to rank among the nation's top FTZs, placing third for export value at $7 billion in the latest federal report. This marks 12 consecutive years in the top three. FTZ number 62 also made its first appearance in the top 20 for imports, ranking 14th with $3.2 billion in goods. Regional collaboration. Chairman Guerra's appointment to the RioPlex Board of Directors underscores the port's growing role in fostering binational economic development across the Rio Grande Valley and northern Tamaulipas. RioPlex is a regional organization committed to bringing economic opportunities to the Rio Grande Valley and northern Tamaulipas. About the Port of Brownsville, the Port of Brownsville is the only deepwater seaport directly on the U.S.-Mexico border and encompasses 40,000 acres, the largest land-owning public port authority in the country. The port transships more steel into Mexico than any other U.S. port and is home to premier energy, shipbuilding, and ship recycling industries. It ranks number 41 among the top 150 U.S. maritime ports for waterborne cargo, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. AS, the major multimodal transportation hub serving the Rio Grande Valley and northern Mexico, the Port of Brownsville supports investment opportunities and jobs. Activity at the port is responsible for adding more than $1 billion to the Rio Grande Valley regional economy and more than $12 billion to the Texas economy, and the creation of more than 66,000 jobs statewide.